Views and commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in today to today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And this, I guess, the last few days have been my interviews with people running for the governorship of the state of Alaska. Last week I had two. Yesterday I had Bernadette Wilson, and today a new candidate who has entered the fray, Bill Satterberg. It's another local candidate. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing great.
Now, you know, we just had the Lincoln Day dinner on Sunday night. And it was nice that Carmella, our state chairman, announced your
chairperson.
That's
politically correct.
Here. Okay, well, yeah. That's first time ever. But now you're running for governor. I guess you got to go that way.
I got to be sensitive.
She announced your candidacy at the meeting. That was great.
I was surprised myself. It was great. You know, and I enjoyed it. I mean, I had a state trooper up there. I had good protection. I also had a guy standing in the corner. No, it was good.
Yeah. So what? You know, let's get a little bit of your background first. Attorney, 50 years practicing in
right.
Fairbanks.
I get my 50-year pin this month, 50 years of practicing as a lawyer. I grew up in Alaska. I actually grew up in Houston, Alaska, and came up to Fairbanks, went to the University of Alaska back in the days when you couldn't recognize people walking around because they all wore those green military parkas. Graduated from there, then went back east, studied law for a while. Came back to Alaska to get away from a girlfriend who followed me up here. Not my current wife, mind you.
And the stalker.
Exactly. I showed him. That was really
Is that why you still have a state trooper following you around?
Oh, yeah. No, they follow me around for other reasons.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I think probably one of the only candidates that's ever been arrested, which is distinction.
Yeah, for having an illegal weapon.
No, it was. That's what they said. I successfully defended myself.
But you got arrested for that.
In the courtroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You made the front page.
And also picked up a few clients when I got to the jail, too. It worked out real well.
To each their own.
Yeah, I made the front page and started the Free Willy movement, if you will.
Yeah.
Which was very successfully received. I had a lot of donations. In fact, even the Barrow Police Department, when they got enough money for stamps, they mailed it to me.
Now, you know, I look at your candidacy, and you're number 19. What's going to distinguish you from the 19 other people?
No, the other 18 other people.
Or 18 other people. Oh, you know.
Accuracy.
18 other people.
Well, you know, a little background. Actually, this started out as an April Fool's joke. And then since then, I've had a lot of responses. And people said, Bill, do it.
Yeah.
Do it. And my wife likes the idea of me moving to Juneau. She's going to stay in Fairbanks. But she likes that idea. But no, I started getting a lot of support from all sorts of walks of life. And I thought, you know, why not? I mean, if you think about it, I thought maybe even running Bernie Carl, but then people said, no, Bernie wouldn't necessarily want to take that job. But I've actually become excited about it. Once my clients get the ability to vote again, I'll have quite a bit of support.
Now, you recently wrote a letter to the editor in regards to suggesting Alaska, not Greenland. The feds are buying Alaska.
What the letter said, and I was quite serious about it actually, is that the federal government has been talking about conquering Greenland, going in there, taking mm-hmm. over our brethren over there. And I thought, you know, that's really kind of ridiculous. But why not have Alaska use the permanent fund money to buy Greenland with all the natural resources they have. The only thing they're really lacking in is forestry, I understand, but that could be changed too. But with all the natural resources they have over there, we could pick up Greenland and make it part of Alaska. And the other thing is that if the federal government gets Greenland, that makes Alaska the second largest state in the country. Whereas if we buy Greenland and make it part of Alaska, we our position as being the largest state is secured.
And look at how many time zones we'd cover.
Oh, tremendous amount.
Yeah.
And in fact, the other thought that was kicked around for a while is Alaska should consider maybe picking up the western portion of Canada because the Quebecians don't want to be with the Canadians, so make them part of Alaska.
What do you think about this No Kings protest that's going on?
You know, I'm very, very sympathetic to that, and I agree with that because I'll tell you, we have had a tremendous king salmon problem here in Alaska. Mm-hmm. Right now you can't catch these fish in the Yukon River. They've cut them down in Chitna. There are no kings out there, and as far as I look at it, that's...
Yukon River, shut down.
Exactly.
Kenai River, shut down.
Yeah, talk to Virgil Lumber.
Yeah.
No kings. I mean, there are no kings, and I fully support that movement.
The protest or restocking?
Restocking. What's this protest stuff all about?
They're protesting that there's no king salmon.
Oh, like I said, I fully support that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well.
No. And I'm glad to see Alaskans getting involved in that because it's important to get out there and express our constitutional rights to protest and to fish.
You know, it's a tricky fishy story.
Yeah, it is. But I'll tell you, we do have a fish crisis in this state. There's no question about it. And even Peltola recognizes that. What you say, friends, family, and fish, that's a running platform. And
yeah.
She and I have something in common there.
Well, you don't have any friends.
Yes, a couple maybe. I don't know. I mean,
well, you got Compo.
I don't really.
You
don't. I don't like to count him. I mean, he gets me in more trouble. I mean, but I'll claim him. I'll claim him. Yeah, and Bernie and.
I was thinking about it when I first started hearing the thoughts about you running. Then when Carmela announced it,
yeah,
I thought your 50 years as an attorney sets you up perfectly for being a politician.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're at the same level of respect.
You know, I thought he's got to take a pay cut.
No, actually.
Per se.
Well, I thought about that myself, too. But then I remembered reading the other day about Ocasio-Cortez, and she's, got $40
million? $40 million, yeah.
And she started out as a bartender. I mean, I
she must have been a good bartender.
Yeah, I hope to tell you. I mean, in fact, almost everybody in Congress is doing pretty well. So I think... You know, admittedly, the state permanent fund's pretty low right now, but that'd be a good source. But I think my pay will be phenomenal. I'm looking forward to that. One of the things that kind of upsets me a little
bit. Your Department of Revenue would be helping you.
Oh, of course, because I'm going to, when I do get elected, I'm going to appoint Adam Crum in charge of that again. He did a good job.
There he goes.
And Craig's going to be my new AG.
Have you talked to them about that?
I don't have to. I'm going to be king.
Okay. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Do you have hip pain or know someone who does? Maybe you've struggled to find answers for that severe pain. McKinley Orthopedics Sports Medicine and Spine, they provide complete hip care. For younger, active patients, they offer regenerative medicine including PRP, stem cell therapy, and minimally invasive hip arthroscopy. And if you need a hip replacement, their state-of-the-art technology is number one. If you are struggling with hip pain, come to the hip experts. Visit McKinleyOrtho.com.
The 21st Annual Easter Sunrise Service Celebration will be held on the Centennial Bridge in downtown Fairbanks Easter Sunday, April 5th at 7 a.m. This is a community-wide non-denominational event bringing our community together to celebrate the resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ. Hot refreshments, warm-up bus, porta-potties available. Bring the whole family and experience a community standing together in a church without walls. The Easter Sunrise Service Celebration, Easter Sunday, 7 a.m. on the Centennial Bridge. For more information, go to easterfairbanks.com.
Sound. It's all around us. Whether the laughter of children, the sounds of your favorite wildlife, or the rhythm of your favorite song. Sound brings our world to life. The Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center wants to remind you that their certified doctors of audiology are here to help hear those sounds. And whether it's a medical condition that requires treatment or a simple fitting of a hearing device, Dr. Jackson and her certified and licensed staff will help you hear more. Come into the Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center for testing to hear what you've been missing. For more, visit fairbankshearing.com.
KFAR Weather.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with daytime highs approaching 28. Winds out of the east, around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows dip down to about 5 above. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 33. And that's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. We're sitting here with Bill Satterberg, the 19th person who's put in his candidacy for the governor of the state of Alaska. I really liked your thought on having Alaska by Greenland. You know, it's already continuous. You can have it as a continuous borough, so we don't have to worry about, you know, creating any boundaries on it.
Well, you know, if you take a look at the history of the United States, we acquired much of our property not by conquest, but by purchase. Mm-hmm. Louisiana purchased, the state of Alaska. I think Texas, we ended up getting that by purchase. There's, I think, portions of California. I mean, we have purchased a lot of the country, so there's certainly enough precedent to establish that. And Alaska, of course, is being one of the most recent purchases and one of the most best purchases, I think, that we've ever done. I've always wondered, by the way, why you have a Seward's Day, but we don't have a Fairbanks Day. And that's one thing, if I do get elected, we'll have a Fairbanks Day and maybe even an Anchorage Day.
Bill, I'm a Fairbanks, and every day is a Fairbanks Day, but I like how you think.
Well, you got to think outside the box. There is no box. Now, as far as Greenland goes, if we were to pick up Greenland, the resources there, like I say, would be tremendous. Our indigenous people have a lot in common. It's strategically a good location and could be a very big tourist trap as well. I mean, location as well.
Who are you looking at for lieutenant governor? That's the thing about ranked choice voting that everyone likes. It's the only thing that they like is the governor candidate gets to pick his lieutenant governor candidate. So who are you thinking about?
Well, I've talked to several people. One of the people that was originally top on my list was Seth Church. Seth Church, not Josh Church.
Yeah, that'd be a good choice.
And Seth expressed a lot of interest in that initially. Right now, I think he's gone to some other church. Scott Collins.
Jehovah Witness?
That could be good, too.
Yeah.
Possibly Scott Kawasaki, so we could kind of split the ticket and pick up both the left and the right side of the table.
Mm-hmm.
Scott's,
that would do it.
Scott gets elected every time, so, I mean, there's something very definitely to be said there. I looked at John Sturgeon for a while and thought, you know, we don't have any sturgeon in Alaska. At least we have king salmon, as we discussed.
Yeah.
And I thought about
we
John.
Have no kings.
Exactly, no kings. I looked at a number of folks, but ultimately the one that has really piqued the interest here, and again, this started out essentially as a joke, but now John Reeves. John Reeves has indicated he's definitely got it. In fact, he is the running mate, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But I talked to John, and I thought, what do you think about this? And he said, yeah, he's got. And John's got the financial backing. That's one thing you need. You got to have that financial backing. Of course, that doctor out of Anchorage, Matt Halala, he's pretty well off. But I plan to put him in charge of something. I'm not sure what yet. In fact,
Social services. I'd throw him there.
That would be good. I plan to give a cabinet position to every one of my opponents, and so that they will be guaranteed.
You don't have that many cabinet positions.
I'll create some.
Okay,
that's no problem.
Create a or yeah.
I can create.
What the heck?
Yeah,
special envoy.
You know, I was elected president of my second year class in law school on that exact platform. I promised everybody they'd have a position so they could put it on their resume, and I was resoundingly elected second year class.
There you go.
Class didn't do very well after that, but still.
You're not coming in second. You're coming in to help Bill Satterberg, governor, state of Alaska.
Exactly.
That's what you could tell everyone.
Well, I'm going to need the help, and I recognize that. And I'm looking forward to the job, actually.
You know, John Reeves would be an incredible choice for you. And that shows something good. Right out of the box, you're making choices that's best for the state of Alaska. You know, and I would think he'd be almost like the DNR commissioner.
Yeah, well, that would be a good one for DNR, but I thought about that for a while and decided that, no, John would be much better. DNR would be a better choice for, like, Joe Usabelli. And I think Joe would probably take that position, but we'd have to make sure we got rid of all my, brought on board all of my opposition candidates first, because I don't want anybody feeling hurt. In fact, our slogan is going to be, nobody gets hurt.
I call it the 80-20 rule. 80% will say yes, 20% will say no, so you'll be good.
That's all I need.
Yeah, Joe will be available.
Oh, yeah, Joe would be great. Can you imagine? Yeah. I mean, we could have an incredible team, and none of us would really be politicians. We'd just be business people for the most part. Now, I think my cabinet members might.
You know, I think that's what we need.
That's what we've got to have in this state. Yeah.
You got to think of something special for Craig Campo. Even though he's retired, You got to do something for him, like special assistant to the governor.
Well, no, actually, I'm going to put him out in ADAC, and there's going to be a position out there because we're developing ADAC now, and they're going to need an airport manager out there, and Craig would be a perfect choice.
Yes, he would.
Yeah, you know, and either that or possibly put him in charge of commerce. He's done pretty well in commerce, although now he's living part of his time down in Mexico. But he's hooked up with the cartels, so, I mean, there's some positive
stuff there. Hey, he can bring some infrastructure money in. They need to wash it.
Alaska, I mean, if we got those folks up here, look what we do, especially if we open up such prolific projects as gambling. That would be big in the state.
Yeah.
Fisheries, again, Greenland for timber.
Let's go back to the gambling.
I think gambling actually would – we do gambling right now anyway, the poll tabs and everything.
Yeah. You know, and what about our Super Bowl pools?
I've never won many of those.
Neither have I, but we gamble.
Well, yeah.
And you don't hear anyone going to jail for a Super Bowl pool.
You know, but I can sure give you some names of some people who should.
Yeah.
But I call those clients.
Yeah. You've been a successful attorney. Well, they've never gone to jail.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons why I'm against the – I actually support Lisa's position that we shouldn't have to have voter ID because most of my clients right now
– don't have IDs.
Well, they don't have the ability to vote.
Yeah. Well,
once their rights are restored, they'll be okay.
And you can do that. You can give clemency or
First person I'm going to pardon is going to be myself. I mean, my opening speech would be, ladies and gentlemen, Billy Satterbrook's been a very bad boy. And if I haven't done it, I sure as hell considered it.
You know, I think you should also write a predated note or whatever you want to call it, absolving yourself of any crimes up until the day you...
Oh, I see. Have it just on standby.
Yeah, just ready to go. Last thing you do when the new election happens and a new governor, you have this absolving you of any crimes up to that date.
You know, actually, I might want to put Joe Biden in charge of corrections, and he'd be pretty good at that.
You're correct.
Except he's not in Alaska. Where is he? Does anybody know where he's at anymore?
He's somewhere, I'm sure.
Yeah, he could be up here then. Yeah. Actually, Nancy Dahlstrom would be a great corrections commissioner.
Yeah.
Or corrections commissioner. And she did a great job in that position. Mike Dunleavy, I'm seriously considering to be my chief of staff.
He'd be good.
Yeah, he's got
some experience. Can look down on everyone. And he knows what's going on there.
Yeah. No, I mean,
he's up to speed.
Be a seamless transition.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah. And I kind of.
You know, you got him and John Reeves. You got two of the tallest people you're ever going to have.
You're right.
Those are your bodyguards.
Well, I probably will need
to. You get Spitzer, too.
Oh, yeah. Spitzer. They're great. He did a great job, by the way, didn't he?
He did.
I loved his jokes. He put up with a lot of stuff. Took a couple shots at me. But
that's always happens with you, though.
You know, as a politician, I just got to get used to it. I mean, you knew that.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
In fact, I remember the time Crompon played that joke with you on the Polaris building.
Yeah, the Dead Bird Society is what I call that now.
Yeah, that was a great one.
He's going to kick his backside.
Well, you had that camera in your office. We saw you.
Yeah.
He used a few choice words that could not be said on the air.
That's true. Yeah. I don't want the FCC here.
That's true. I'm not going to repeat them.
Yeah, but you know, but if you want to know, call me up. Now that I'm not an elected official, I can tell you what I said.
Yeah.
And I might have been hiring Bill Satterberg, future governor.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, the interesting thing, folks, is that David got a letter from the Fairbanks Audubon Restoration Society, or FART.
Yeah.
And they had written a letter saying that they were bringing a lawsuit. There were falcons located in the Polaris building, which could not be torn down until they'd had this big EIS or something. And that letter was handed to Dave in his office. Compo had a camera.
As I was walking out the door to get on an airplane.
Yeah, that was right. You were getting on an airplane, and all of a sudden he took a look at this, and the choice words came out.
I said, I'll handle this on Monday. They can go themselves.
Yeah, exactly. One of Craig's better jokes. We played one here on Craig, by the way, this summer. Spitzer and I did. We had started a rumor that there had been a missing surface-to-air missile in the Fairbanks area, and the people were looking for it out on base. They had two of them missing, and they were wondering where it was at and didn't really know. And what happened is Craig and I were able to sneak this container into his snow machine yard and drop that thing a couple times about, well, they're still looking for that missile. And then after Craig sold the yard and was getting ready to sell stuff off, we had an ex-FBI agent go over there and walk through the yard and saw the container there. And what's this? And Craig, what? And for about an hour and a half, we had him going, which is pretty good for him.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Let's go back to your cabinet. It's, you know, It sounds like you got a few people, but what about your Alaska Department of Fish and Game? That's important.
You know, I've been wrestling with that because there's a whole bunch of guys on the Laundry House Gang, and the collective IQ of that group is about 100. So I think that they would work out well if I appointed all of them. I say that, sorry, guys, if you're listening. But Fish and Game, obviously, I think sturgeon would be best for DNR.
Yeah.
Probably Virgil Umphenauer would be good for Fish and Game. I mean, he's... Or possibly Mike Tinker. That's always a good choice. I mean, I've thought about putting...
So you bring a guy back from the DOT into Fish and Game?
Well, yeah, he's equally qualified. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but he's a bureaucrat.
You actually could put him in DOT. Betty Wright, I'm thinking, putting in charge of Health and Social Services.
That'd be good.
Yeah, she's certainly...
Knows the business.
Oh, absolutely. She knows it well. She's got a few opinions about life, but that one...
Yeah, hurts. You know, past attorney type thing. Yeah, her husband.
Her husband, yeah. Rick. Yeah, Rick is, but not Betty. Betty's, she's opinionated, but that's okay.
There's nothing wrong with opinions.
Oh, no. I forget how many cabinet positions I got. I'm going to have to. If anybody wants a position, call in. We could probably work something out.
We have a call right now. You ready?
Let's go for it.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Yeah, hey, this is Dave Bronson calling. I'd just like to get on with Bill and see if I could get a job in his new administration.
Absolutely, Dave. In fact, you and your running mate, is it Seth Church or Josh?
Josh
Church?
It's Josh.
It's Church. Anyway, I'm just speaking out of church here. But, yeah, definitely. What do you want?
You know, you can put, you know,
he's first on. He gets to pick.
Yeah, he was a municipal mayor, so, you know, figure out something there.
You have help there.
What's that?
Yeah, what do you got for me, Bill?
Let's see.
What do you got for a campaign contribution first?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a real
come
good
on.
Point.
Well, to go someplace, you got to give someplace.
Well, I've been asking, Bill, but it's got to go the other way in my world.
But wait a minute. What about Ocasio-Cortez? Look how well she's done. If you get on my commission,
you'll do well.
Oh yeah,
you got to prime the well.
Yeah, we have to. Maybe we should put him in charge of working with municipalities.
I like that.
Tom Begich would be a good one for you. You know, if you got a leftist position for him, he would do well. If not, Mamdani, somebody like that.
Mamdani's he's sort of tied up in New York. But Tom Begich, that'd be a good one.
Yeah? Yeah, you'd be surprised. I mean, I want to have an administration that appeals to everybody.
Yeah. Begich could be your tax advisor on the Department of Revenue.
We can have lots of advisors. That's true, yeah.
What do you think about that one?
Yeah, he could run the Green New Deal for you in the state. That would be a good one for him, whatever that is.
And I got to put a bunch of people on the permanent fund board if the permanent fund's still around.
You know, there's you got to have another baggage in state government.
That's true.
Yeah. There's not enough of them right now. So we, you know, a couple, three more would be good. We could check the family tree.
It's sort of like the Kennedys of Alaska.
Hey, Dave. Yeah. You know, I appreciate the phone call. You have a good day. And there's going to be a position in Bill's cabinet for you, but. You gotta make a contribution, man. Yeah. Simple as that.
Just use cash, okay? No receipts.
Yeah. You have a good day. See, it's already starting.
I know, it has. In fact, I should...
I can be your treasurer on your campaign.
That could potentially work. How's your tax... By the way, how's your tax picture, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that could work then.
Yeah.
You know, I had an endorsement here, by the way. We should probably play that for you.
We got about a minute and a half.
Here we go. Then ready? Here we go. Hopefully, we'll play. Just came
today
in.
Today, I am taking a day
President
off
Trump.
Comedy,
yeah.
Yep. Living crap out of Iran to give my unwavering endorsement to the next governor and lieutenant governor of Alaska. That's right, Satterberg Reeves. Bill is an attorney who knows how to stretch a dollar, and John is a businessman who knows how to make one. Together, this team will. Really make Alaska great again. John will oversee DNR and Bill will control wasteful state spending. What I like most about this ticket, nobody gets hurt.
And that's our slogan, nobody gets hurt. I've seen it on pickup trucks around town already, so it's already a pretty popular slogan.
Sounds like Alyeska. You're thinking about oil revenue already.
Does Alyeska have that thing copyrighted?
You'll find out, I'm sure.
If not, I'm going to sue him.
You got it.
Yep.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages with candidate Bill Satterberg.
more Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The Supreme Court hearing oral arguments today about whether President Trump can restrict birthright citizenship through an executive order. The Trump administration argues that illegal immigrants do not have allegiance to the United States, and so, like enemies to the U.S. or ambassadors, their children should not automatically get citizenship. Chief Justice John Roberts questions, though, whether that comparison holds up.
I'm not quite sure how you can get to that big group from such tiny and sort of idiosyncratic examples.
A ruling not expected till early this summer. NASA is getting ready to launch four astronauts to fly around the moon and back tonight, part of the Artemis II mission. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy on Fox Business.
This is American space dominance. It used to be he who controls the seas controls the world. Now it's he who controls space controls the world.
The crew's now at the launch pad. This launch had been delayed for months because of malfunctions and other issues. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
It's time for the Alaska News Minute for Wednesday, April 1st. In an effort to save taxpayers thousands of dollars, the state has decided to save over $525,000 a year by omitting punctuation from road and street signs. In other cost-saving measures, to cut street repair bills, the city of Fairbanks has arranged for dental students from the University of Alaska Fairbanks to fill potholes with the same material that they use for tooth fillings. In other news, the state has also announced that they will back pay the last 10 years of permanent fund dividends, with this year being the largest payout in the history of the state. And in other news, it is time to change the air in your tires. That's correct. We want to remind listeners to change the air in your tires from winter air to springtime air. You may want to make an appointment now because there will be long lines of people changing out the air in their tires. And from all of us here at the news desk, happy April 1st.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
KFAR Radio is proud to bring you 50-50 Friday. Every Friday at 9 a.m., log on to our website for a half-price offer from a local business. Great deals on restaurants, stores, shops, services, sporting events, and more. It's 50-50 Friday. This week's offer?
Beaver Sports brings Alaskan-style fun to every season. From the best skis and snowboards on the market to the best selection of bikes, canoes, and camping gear that you can imagine. And it's all perfect for our climate and conditions. Don't forget the clothes and shoes that keep you comfortable through every kind of weather that Alaska can throw at you and your family. Beaver Sports offers it all. This week's 50-50 Friday offer means you'll pick up a $50 gift certificate to Beaver Sports for just $25. Beaver Sports, welcome to the great outdoors on College Road.
So log on to KFARradio.com this Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. for this awesome half-price offer. But hurry, as this deal will go fast. It's 50-50 Friday from KFAR.
Just in time for spring, North Star Ballet presents the romantic comedy, Coppelia. A mischievous inventor creates a mechanical doll, Coppelia. So lifelike, Swanilda's fiancé is smitten by her charms. The feisty Swanilda rejects this trickery, setting out to win back the heart of her love. See the original choreography by Norman Shelburne set to the melodies of Leo Delibes. Coppelia is a must-see performance, perfect for the whole family. April 10th and 11th. Tickets on sale now at UAF Salisbury Theater.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have the 19th gubernatorial candidate on the studio with me here. This is a governor's interview week, I guess we'll call it. Bill Satterberg, how you doing again, sir?
I'm still holding up.
You know, I was thinking that they should take the No Kings protest and shift it to No Pinks, No Pinkos protest. We got too many pink salmon going into our river system that we're producing, and it's hurting the biodiversity and aquaculture for that the king salmon can't find the food. That's my personal thought.
You know, that's an interesting concept. I was talking to somebody earlier today, changing the subject, of course, and I was talking about the Hickel protest. Years ago, Wally Hickel had this plan to take water and send it down to California.
Yeah, the pipeline, yeah.
The water pipeline, and this guy out of Colorado who's pretty liberal says, well, that's a great idea, but you realize the waters of the state of Alaska feed the whales with all the micronutrients,
yeah,
and all this. And I thought, you know, so I finally said, well, never mind. But the point is the same thing with the pinks. We can have a lot of protests. In fact, I'm very pleased when I drive down, especially in Geist Road, University Avenue, and see all the protests which
go
on.
That intersection, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking of renting some space on that thing because...
You know, I think we should just start housing more people in Esther. That way, we won't have those protesters. They'll have housing finally.
That's not a bad idea. We could have had a lot more housing if you hadn't torn down the Polaris building, too, by the way.
Well, that's a bird sanctuary. I brought down a bird sanctuary, mind you.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm just taking you on.
The Ravens are pissed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I am. You know, I had clients occasionally get upset in court. I'm going to go jump off the Polaris building. They can't do that anymore.
You ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFA Radio with the 19th candidate for governor for the state of Alaska, Bill Satterberg. And your name is?
Hey, this is Craig Campo.
Compo, what are you doing? How's Mexico?
He's drinking a margarita.
What a jerk.
It's just great. Yeah, it's great. I'm trying to round up some boats down here for Bill. But
can you imagine Compo and Speedo?
They could identify as Alaskan.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be up here later on anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. All joking aside, you know, it's funny because a while back, Bill and I were having a discussion, and I really, I mean, I didn't think you were going to do it. I looked on the state website yesterday. What was it, 10:15 a.m. or something? You actually did. Your name did show up on the list, so
they spelled it wrong, but that's okay.
Well, yeah, but no, that's it is. It's a big ask for anybody from private business. I've been asked many times.
Did you say I have a big ask?
Big, yeah. It's a big.
You know, you just went from being the airport manager of ADAC to the bird manager of Kramer's Field.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's appropriate. Hey, I do think that Bill had some good ideas, though. Bill, maybe you could expound on. We were talking in your man cave a while back about just some, you know, you're kind of notary for your frugality and ability to stretch a buck. You had some ideas, I know, on before they demolished the Polaris building. Proves this, you were in mm-hmm. quite impactful in that. But I know you had some ideas on that. You had the Greenland ideas. And then also I wanted to ask you about your thoughts on an income tax in the state.
Yeah, he wanted to make the Polaris building a historic whorehouse, and that so we'd have brought back prostitution. We could tax it.
Well, no, that I had people that were willing to work there.
Yeah, exactly. Clientele.
Oh, well, clientele.
They had to work off their fees.
You remember, I used to represent Reflections.
Yeah.
No, really, but about the Polaris building, what you had a plan before they tore it down. I thought that had some merit. Didn't you?
I can't remember if I did, but I always thought, David, can you refresh my recollection, as we'd say in the courtroom?
Well, yeah, you'd had a couple of scotches, so...
that's probably why the recollection
That's where you get your best recollections.
Exactly.
You said this spent $10 million tearing it down, and the city...
Oh, yeah, you mean about the animal
shelter. Excuse me, $13 million tearing it down.
Yeah, no, we're going to turn it into an animal shelter. It was a great idea, and the other thing is that we could put a skywalk across... And we could put the prisoner holding cell in the top half, so we get an animal shelter on the lower half, you know, and save all that money that the borough's now going to spend to build a Taj Mahal for the pupsies and the pets and stuff.
Are you talking about before they tore it down?
Well, yeah, before. Now you can't even jump off it anymore.
You can skate around it.
No. Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, and they don't even know what they're going to do with that. But that was that. And, the other thing I had an idea on a long time ago was sales tax. I think there's a real advantage to sales tax, and I'm not against a sales tax. There's got to be some exemptions, and one of those exemptions, of course, looking out for the women and the mothers, would be baby formula would be exempt, diapers would be exempt, medical prescription stuff would be exempt, and, of course, legal fees. Otherwise, everybody get taxed.
There you go.
You know, and there was a tax idea years ago that came out, which was a weight tax, and this actually happened with the borough, where they would tax everything that came in the state of Alaska, just a penny a pound or something mm-hmm. like that. There wouldn't be a sales tax or even an income tax. But all the freight that came into Alaska would get taxed by the shippers, and that would be where we'd pay our tax, because we do need to have tax to support the government. There's no question about that. I go to church, and they remind me every Sunday I got to pay.
Yeah. Usually it's 10%.
No, they ask for a lot more than that.
They do? Yeah. You successful attorneys, yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm a Presbyterian, believe me.
I'm Catholic. We're at 10%.
Oh, you guys make more than that.
I know, but that's why we make more than that.
Yeah, well, I can start telling Catholic jokes, so I'm not going to.
It's a large percentage of your voters.
Well, also, Craig, he'd get upset if I started that. But I also thought about income tax.
On the income tax, yeah.
Yeah, well, on income tax, I think is a good idea. You know, people are against it. I'm one of the things I'm going to recommend, though, is that it not come into effect until probably the year 2035 or so.
When you're not working?
When I'm probably not here.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, have it, you know, staged. You see, that could get a pass because all the people who are voting for it in the legislature, you're not taxing at this time their constituents. So you have a start date of 1/1/2035.
Yeah, and then they won't have to answer for it.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Yeah.
But I do think that weight tax idea, though, is not a bad concept. I think prostitution, we should once again legalize it. That Fairbanks was founded on prostitution.
It's like historic gaming.
Exactly. Historic gaming, prostitution. We have to be a little more...
you could tax them both.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And make money on the both.
Exemption on the weight tax, then, like when you're doing, when John Reeves is flying.
We call prostitution back taxes, but what's that?
I said, you're going to have an exemption for John, your running mate.
I thought that was a head tax.
Back and forth to Juneau.
The head tax is for the drug dealers.
Okay.
John will get an exemption. John will get whatever he wants. That guy's too big to fight with.
Personal exemption.
And it's amazing. I mean, John still wears shorts of, 40, 50 below zero, rocks around in his shorts. Can't believe that. You know, but
He's usually in Florida.
And we can't have a property tax. If we had a property tax, it would put John right out of business. You know, he built so many graveyards.
True.
I like your running mate. I can't say so much for the primary candidate there, but good luck in the campaign, Bill.
Wait a minute. What's this can't say so much for the primary candidate? What's the guy saying here?
What's that?
I'm getting dissed by him. I can't believe one of my best buddies is dissing me.
Craig, we're cutting you off.
Yeah, go back.
Goodbye. Go back to Mexico.
Go back to your margaritas.
Yes. Yeah. What?
This hurts. I mean,
my God.
There goes my self-esteem. I have serious. In fact, that's one reason that I had to really wrestle with this concept is I do suffer from low self-esteem and I'm kind of bashful. And these are things I'm going to have to overcome. I've been talking to my therapists about it, all three of them, and they've been helping me quite a bit. My wife, she's got four of them, I think, right now. Just because she has to deal with me.
In fact,
first lady stuff, I talked to her about that. Because I said, Brenda, do you want to be the first lady here? And like I said, she said, fine, as long as I don't have to move to Juneau.
All the first ladies. Yeah.
Exactly. So I figure we'll just move the Capitol project back to Houston, Alaska, actually.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. If you want to give a call in and talk to candidate number 19, gubernatorial state of Alaska, Bill Satterberg, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
I'm a goose watcher. I'm a goose watcher. Watching those geese drop by. My, my, my. I'm a goose watcher. I'm a goose watcher. Here comes one now.
Springtime is Goose Watch time, and that means you can win $500 in cash for the guess of when the geese return to Kramer's Field, courtesy of Frontier Outfitters and Century Hardware. Enter your guess when the first flock of Canada geese arrives. It's Goose Watch 2026 at Frontier Outfitters in Govora Mall and Century Hardware in the North Pole Plaza Mall. If your guess is the closest to the official time and day, you win $500. Visit KFARradio.com or the store for details. Must be 18 or older. Be a goose watcher and win $500 in cash.
I'm a goose watcher. I'm a goose watcher. Here comes one now.
Finally, the days are getting longer and getting warmer, so make sure to get those tires changed out soon. Make an appointment now at Pearson Auto to get her done. While you're at it, have them get your rig ready for those spring road trips. And don't forget, they're always on sale. Synthetic oil changes, that'll save you some much-needed gas money. All at Pearson Auto off the Ridge Highway towards North Pole and across from Pikes on Airport Way. Online at PearsonAutoAK.com. That's Pearson Auto, your dealership alternative.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Mainly cloudy skies expected today, with daytime highs approaching 28. Easterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy again tonight. Lows level off around 5 above. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 33. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have the 19th candidate, Bill Satterberg, in the studio here for governorship of the state of Alaska. Now, Bill, what do you think about the purple padded room? And now they're making me buy heat for this facility.
Well, I know you're used to padded rooms, not necessarily purple.
That's correct.
And but you've taken a lot of heat in the past.
Now they're making me buy the heat.
Yeah, I was surprised because I came here. It is cold in here. I mean, it's KFAR's got some issues.
Yeah, North Korean equipment, purple padded room.
Yeah, but what I like about it, though, is they are frugal, and that's the hallmark of the campaign, saving money. We got to save money. This is a good start.
Oh, I thought it was the hallmark of the campaign was making people work in unsafe conditions.
That too. I mean, that keeps the lawyers busy.
That's.
I got to look that for my brother.
I keep remembering that. Yeah. I keep remembering that.
You know, I don't know. I've got one guy that I'm going to probably put in charge of my Department of Environmental Conservation. Guy's name is Ty Miller. And
oh, very good choice.
Yeah, because there's chemtrails out there. I was looking out your window. I see a bunch of them right now to the east over Eielson.
Yeah.
And Ty, I know, is very similar, very up on top of those chemtrails. And it's time we got to deal with some of that stuff, too, because Alaska's getting polluted by those outsiders.
Yep. Ready for a phone call?
Oh, absolutely.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with the 19th candidate, Bill Satterberg, and your name is?
My name's John Reed.
Oh, the Lieutenant Governor candidate. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Good to hear from you, John.
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
So what are some of your thoughts on running the state, riding the ship, so to speak?
Well, I looked at the job qualifications that, and really all the lieutenant governor has to do is protect the state seal.
Not true. You're one heartbeat away.
Run the Division of Elections.
And like Meade Treadwell used to say, you die, I fly. He went to all the great, or all the ceremonies.
So basically, if you're running the Division of Elections, every candidate's going to suck up to you because you're the man.
Oh, Jesus.
Can we bleep that?
But that's why you have a department head running it for you. You just give them direction and they do the operations.
Now, John, you got to remember, though, you are one heartbeat away from the job, and my longevity hasn't ever been that good. Of course, then again, Hickel left the post, Palin left the post. So you could end up being governor.
Isn't today your 75th birthday?
That's mine, yeah.
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 A four-year term plus another four-year term, that's 8 years. So you'd be basically 83.
Look how old Biden got. Look at Trump. Yeah. I can make it. I can make it.
John, you think you can make it 8 years as lieutenant governor?
Oh, probably 1 year, and then I'd be governor for the next seven.
Yeah, because I'd probably let him have the job, you know.
You know, you're a very astute person.
Let's see, by then I'd have my $40 million.
Yeah.
There's a few things that I'd like to change. I'd like to see the state bird be the raven instead of the ptarmigan.
You know, John, I don't know if you're aware of this. Compo and I tried that about 2 or 3 years ago, and a bill was introduced to the state legislature by Scott Kawasaki, and it died almost immediately. It was really unfortunate because we thought that would be a good state bird.
Yeah, but also, John, what you can do, since you're that's a good thought. But right now there's a great big fight down at the state legislature about the official state dinosaur. And you could jump into that and just, you know, say, hey, it's going to be a Tyrannosaurus Rex or a Raptor. It's one or the other.
I thought you were dinosaur. I thought you were referring to Frank Murkowski.
Or his daughter, Lisa.
Well, that's true, too.
What the heck? What do you think about that, John?
Well, I don't know of any of the dinosaurs. I'm more familiar with the Ice Age critters.
Exactly.
But the other injustice is I think every textbook in America should no longer refer to the purchase of Alaska as Seward's folly. It should be called Seward's genius. And I think that ties in great with the idea that Bill had for purchasing Greenland.
Yeah, and on Monday we had Seward's Day.
Yeah. And we, like I said earlier today, we should have had Fairbanks Day. Like you said, every day is Fairbanks Day. Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe even an Anchorage Day if they're nice.
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah, they got to. First of all, they have to get rid of that municipal government elected people.
Oh, that's
they got to get rid of them.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. But don't worry, we're getting our own set up here too now.
You agree with that, John?
hey, whatever the governor says.
Well, John, watch out.
You're going to be a great lieutenant governor.
You know, I was only president of my law school for about my class for, I think, a month, and then I abdicated the throne, and the number two had to take over. So you're voting for John.
So
who's third in charge? Who would be third in charge?
Who is third in charge?
That's the one we need to find out.
It's the Commissioner of Military Affairs. Military Affairs, that's what happened when Palin left with the job, as it was Craig Campbell who rolled into the lieutenant governor position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who's going to be your Commissioner of Military Affairs?
Oh, that's a good question. Maybe Eric Spitzer, although he'd be a good public safety commissioner, too.
Yeah, he would be.
He's got a great sense of humor.
Find someone who's a Marine.
Well, he is a Marine.
Yeah, but he's going into he's head of your,
public safety?
Yeah.
Well, I could make public safety. By the way, we're having another Laugh You Long Time out at the Ivory Jacks here at the end of this month, April. I forget the exact date, but it's compo myself and Spitzer did that.
You know, I'm getting a lot of texts. Where do people send donations?
Cash only. I don't have to count.
I'm your treasurer.
Okay, yeah, well, send them to you then.
Send them to me at KFAR.
Yeah, so we can buy some heat.
Maybe a different type of pad.
Yeah, well, I don't want to talk about pads. That could get a little over the edge.
Yeah, true. Oh, so, John, how did he talk you into doing this?
When I saw that he entered, I just couldn't refrain from voicing my support.
I've always respected John, too. I mean, the guy is truly a very successful leader. He knows how to manage a business and would actually make a great... The problem we have in the state, unfortunately, is most people running for office we don't want. Yeah.
Very true.
But, John, we'd want... Me, I know people want
John, being lieutenant governor, if I were you to accept that position from him, I would make you the de facto, I'd say, Gov, you're making me the de facto head of the DNR.
I'd put him in charge of everything. I'd be the title. I'd be like
one stop all right here.
Well, you know, the prime minister runs England. The king.
You know, they say
title,
Trump knows everything. John knows all.
John's done very well. In fact, John, you get along pretty well with Trump and Joe Rogan. Can we get backing from Joe Rogan?
I tell you what, when we're elected, we'll go down and visit him. How about that?
That would be great. That's probably got about three votes now. I'll tell you, the way this field's getting split up, you never know.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I figured to get into the top four, you need about 12% of the vote.
I'll put Click Bishop in charge of mining.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's a gold miner.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what am I going to put Burnett in charge of?
Attorney General's office?
Yeah, she's not a lawyer, though.
I know, but that doesn't mean you need a lawyer. It's Attorney General.
We can change the law and let non-lawyers be in charge of Attorney General. That's right. You don't have to be a lawyer to be Attorney General.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Or she could be the head of the Department of Administration.
That could be good, too.
And that puts her in charge of the... Public Defender's Office.
We call them public pretenders.
Well, you know, it's all good. You know,
there's gonna be jobs for everybody.
Now she has a trash company.
Ah,
so she could be a head of the DEC.
Yeah, but I thought I was giving that job to Ty Miller. Okay, never mind. Ty doesn't get it.
Ty's out. We'll give him something good. He's the air quality administrator.
Air quality, right?
What do you think about that, John?
I agree with whatever the governor says.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we're going to work well together.
This is a team, man.
Absolutely.
How much, you know, now I got to warn you, I don't expect much of your campaign funds getting to you.
We disagree on that.
Well, I'm the treasurer.
Remember, I'm frugal. I don't see spending much of my campaign funds.
We agree. We see eye to eye.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh. So, John, when are you coming up from Florida? To run this campaign, because I got a feeling, you know, you're a strong number two, which when it comes to this campaign, you're going to be running it from the way you run things.
Well, actually, I've been camping out at Eagle Summit all winter, and I'm up on top of it right now calling you guys.
Oh, okay.
The guy can afford a house, can he? What are you living in, an igloo?
Tent.
Tent, probably.
Tent.
A little camp on there, Eagle Creek.
Okay. John's an amazing guy. As well off as he is not pretentious.
Yeah, he's not going to spend the money that doesn't need to be spent.
Yeah, yeah. Say, by the way, I should mention, before we sign off here, Laugh You Long Time, we have a website, Laugh You Long Time, which was taken off of Benny Lynn, and there's a whole bunch of the...
You gave the name.
Yeah, I did give the name. That's right. We came up with that because Benny had another term he had when he meet girls. I love you long time. We changed it to laugh you long time. And we have a website now. In fact, all of my prior stories that Compo's done is on there too, I should say. But just for people who want to check out my background, other than my arrest record.
Okay, Lieutenant Governor candidate.
We call him LT.
Is there any closing statements you want to make, or are you going to be wrapping up shop here?
I'd like to know who he intends to vote for.
He only gets to vote for one. Johnny there? I think he's gone.
Well,
must have had a disconnect with
Lieutenant Governors. One time you see them, sometime you don't see them. Here today, gone tomorrow.
True.
Ran off with a seal, too.
So where do you go in your campaign from here?
I'm going to probably go to the Laundry House Gang for lunch and start my campaign there.
Pretty miserly and frugal. I wouldn't expect much in campaign contributions from them.
Yeah, you come to think about it, maybe I wonder where I would go then. I know, I'll just go out and answer a few phones. There's going to be some DUI coming in this afternoon.
True.
I think my next campaign stop is probably going to be Fox. See if I can't have a rally out in Fox. And then I'm looking very seriously hitting up the Selcha group.
Okay.
Yeah. And after that, I don't know. It depends on how much gas I can get, if I can get to Delta or not. The price of gas nowadays is hard to do.
That is true.
John, are you still there, or did we really, really lose you?
We lost him, though. Oh, we lost him, yeah.
I got
another phone call coming in. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with the 19th candidate for governor, Bill Satterberg, and your name is?
This is Craig again. I got off the line without wishing Bill a happy 75th birthday, and I really mean that. Bill's a good friend, and he's I can't believe he's made it this long.
The miracles happen.
I had a couple bullets go by my ear, but yeah, me and Trump.
No. I just wanted to say I've enjoyed the years of doing these stories in the News Miner, and this one, although it's serious, it could have been a good prank, but I just can't believe you're actually doing it. So people can.
I've heard that before.
Go to State Alaska Elections, and you'll see his name on there. It's crazy. But anyway, I just want to wish you a really happy 75th birthday, Bill, and did the best in the campaign. That's all.
I'm looking for 75 more.
All right.
Me and Moses.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Yeah, I've got my mute button on my phone. It's so cold up here on top of Eagle Summit.
Welcome back, John.
I thought you'd already left the office.
No, I want to wish Bill good luck on his run, and I look forward to protecting that state seal and all that kind of good stuff.
Okay, buddy. You have a great day. Appreciate the phone call.
That state seal, by the way, you're probably going to have a cage.
And thank you for your future. Thank you for your future service.
Exactly. And with respect to the seal, just be careful how you train them. They can bite if they get upset.
There you go.
Well, I'm going to park it out at the boneyard. I'll just leave it at the boneyard for the summertime.
There we go.
Bye. Well, we got about a half minute left. How do you want to end it, sir?
Great ideas start with simple concepts. And, people might say this is a joke, but if you think about it, it may not be. I mean, it actually could take speed, especially with somebody like John Reeves on board. So watch out, folks.
I like your cabinet. That's not a kitchen cabinet.
No, it's a man cave cabinet.
Yeah. Well, I wish you the best in all your endeavors. Thank you for spending your 75th birthday here on KFAR. Thank you for announcing to the public your gubernatorial run here on KFAR. And thank you for putting up with the purple padded room with North Korean equipment in a cold environment.
I'm going to have to get used to it.
Don't. And if you sue anyone, sue Perry Wally.
Yeah, that's sort of the padded room I'm definitely going to have to get used to.
Yeah. Fairbanks, you have a great day, and I will see you on Friday.
Oh, love you, Brenda. I had to say that.
Yeah.